Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we've got John Feinstein, best-selling author. He joins us at 8. Sam Fortier covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post, joins us at 8:40. And our pal, comedian Rich Voss, in studio at 9:20. So we are packed on a Football Friday, which is brought to you by Alarm.com.
All right, let's take some calls here, Mr.
Bickle.
I want
to bang it. I tell you.
Get their reaction.
I can't remember a topic that has generated this kind of immediate reaction. Like this one, other than, I guess, maybe the name change, you know, which has been a saga here for a long time. But, I mean, this blew up immediately.
Yeah.
And I do want to give, honestly, I just have to say this, because I think we all, like a lot of people that are over there,
yep.
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So I'm not going to claim to know
because
what
happened. Do like some of the people over there.
Yeah, a lot of
definitely.
Them. Yeah. I mean, I don't like Dan.
I mean, I don't know that many, but
we like Julie and Jason.
Yeah.
And
we like those.
You
people.
Know, yeah, a lot of people over
but Jason
there.
Jason owned this. He said they screwed up the execution and hurt many of our fans deeply.
Right, but I mean, that's
the question I have is whose decision was it? To
I
do
need
it?
To know this.
Who knows? Right. But it is interesting.
We'll never know.
You mentioned the name.
I'm just
going
to assume. I know.
Yeah. So the name change is something where they have exercised patience. In fact, that's frustrated fans at how patient they are before they
in
actually
my opinion,
reveal
they're watching it too,
the name change
with all the polls and all that.
And this is the exact opposite. Instead of patience, it's haste. And that's how fans feel. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. As I mentioned, it is a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Who's up?
All right, let's go ladies first. Let's go to Marissa in Alexandria. Marissa, what's up? You're on the Junks.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Friday.
Hi, Marissa.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, my God. As someone who runs a PR agency and also a diehard fan for all my life, this has really burned me up. It's in how they mishandled this. And, you know, this stuff is not rocket science. I mean, you have to plan. I mean, there has to be planning, like you said, like especially when there's someone so iconic that you're recognizing. And as a PR professional, if those decisions are being made or wanting to, you know, do something, you have to push back and say, do you understand the implications of doing it in haste, as you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I know we're all guessing, it's kind of unfair, and I hate to speculate, but what is your guess as to how it came about?
I think it came from the top. I absolutely agree that it came from Snyder to deflect everything else that's going on. This is a classic in our PR world move of, here, look at the shiny thing over here. Let's ignore the dumpster fire that's over there.
It's a campaign of distraction.
And yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. But as a PR professional, you have to push back and say, no, we cannot announce this or do this. And this is why.
Think about
it. Now we see.
Think about if that really is the case, that Dan is ordering this and then Jason and Julie, they have to take the blame.
Right. I mean,
they have to take the bullet.
Yeah, because he's the boss.
And then,
he's the owner.
And then,
I hope it's not the big bullet.
Yeah, and then at the end of the year, he's just going to donk you off.
But what if it's just misreading the room? So if you take what Jason says at face value, he says they wanted to do a big reveal. And sometimes a big reveal bang announcement can work out very well.
Marissa, what do you think about that?
Not with Sean Taylor. And, like, you know, to your point, Lurch, I mean, this could have happened, retiring his number, a long time ago. I mean, sadly, he has passed a long time ago. So why 3 days? Why now?
I think it's
given that our, you know, people aren't coming to the game. So, like, you know, this is one you have to plan out in order to bring some type of community back into that stadium. And, you know, yeah. You
I can't agree with you 1,000%. I think this would have been the perfect sort of
good
scenario.
Good call, Marissa. Thanks.
For the name reveal.
Thank you, Marissa.
Like, if you want to do the name reveal, like, during one of the games to surprise people, like, Jason talked about it a few months ago, like, you come out in, you just all of a sudden come out in the new uniform, you unveil the name, or right. you start the game
Wouldn't
with your old
sick?
Uniforms or whatever, yeah. and then you come out at halftime, and that's your big reveal for the second half. Like, that's perfect. But to retire your third jersey in your 80-plus year history...
For such a beloved figure.
And to spring it on the fans, like, fans might want to come from out of town to experience it.
People would come from all over the country.
From all over. Yeah. And you're taking that chance away from them.
So not only does it not give them the opportunity, it makes it seem like it's just disrespectful.
And for, yeah. I mean, for.
It comes off
well,
that
it
way.
It comes off. The way it comes off is the way we think it's happening.
A distraction.
It's a distraction, a deflection
right.
for the emails. And by the way, you're hearing the more Bruce Allen emails coming out,
right?
Which doesn't help the team. But that's the way it's perceived.
And you actually have
just. And I know you, Eric, you might be right. Maybe it was planned a long time ago. And
well,
this is,
I think that was planned to honor him.
Yeah.
I think that is a fact.
Right.
But multiple people have acknowledged that.
Right. But retiring the jersey.
Retirement. Most people did not know that.
Plus, if you're worried about people not showing up, and your stadium has 50,000 people in it and holds 70,000 or 75,000, this is the perfect opportunity to sell 75,000 tickets.
Yeah,
like if you plan it out months in advance, you're going to sell every seat in the house.
And let me say this:
sell some more Sean Taylor jerseys.
It's also coming on the heels. I mean, is it a coincidence? You know, of the report that we're the lowest attended. Stadium
right.
in the NFL, right? The Washington football team has the lowest attendance in the NFL. Whereas I think JP pointed out yesterday, it was just a few years ago. Was it 2017, 2016? Maybe it was a little earlier.
Well, it was
than
spiked.
That.
It was still not high,
it
but they were
like
in the 20s.
Like 20.
Yeah.
It popped
at what
up
point
to 20.
Were we number one?
Was oh, that like actually, they were not number seven. One. They were number two 2 years in a row 15 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. 15 years ago.
It's eroded.
That's a pretty quick demise to go from the top in the league to the worst in the league.
I'll retweet the graphic. What? I put it up at Junks Radio yesterday, at Junks Radio on Twitter. But you see just the swift fall of the fans. So, yeah, in 2006, they were number two. 2007, they were number two. And then it started dropping to, like, the teens. But basically in the 2010s.
So 2007, number two.
Yeah, in the 2010s and then in 2021, they've been... just basically in the basement, 24 or lower throughout.
There's going to be more Chiefs fans that experience the retirement of the jersey than Washington fans.
But think about it.
What if there were Washington fans that just said, you know what, this team sucks. I'm out.
Yeah.
They're 2-3.
Right.
I'm just going to give them my tickets away or I'm going to sell them.
I'm sure that's
happening. Now they don't have tickets to go see it.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure a ton of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're doing giveaways for Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
Yes.
That is a concert next year that they've announced.
Yes.
It's
September
just,
they don't, 2020. They don't announce it. They don't announce it 4 days before.
No, no.
It's unreal.
It's called building anticipation.
And the other thing is
getting the word out.
Yes. I mentioned this yesterday, and maybe you might discount it and find it to be silly. But if you're going to retire a jersey for somebody as iconic as that, why wouldn't you do it on the 10th anniversary? Or even the 15th anniversary,
well,
which is next year.
I don't care when you do it.
It's odd.
I don't care about it being on an anniversary. I care about letting people know about it.
Right.
And not looking like, oh, we're doing this to distract you from all the other carnival-like atmosphere that's going
right.
on
and that's
around the team.
The obvious implication.
Of course it is.
It may be wrong, but that is the team has bought. They have no equity. The equity's gone.
Right.
So it's very difficult to give them the benefit of the doubt other than those of us that know some of these people personally, and you go, they're good people. I can't imagine them doing this nefariously.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's coming from up top. All right, let's go to Bill in Gaithersburg. Bill, what's up? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? So I'm a 40-year season ticket holder. I no longer, a couple years ago, gave them up. Family was always into it, still a big fan of, but this team has been a death by a thousand cuts. To me, the Sean Taylor debacle is just another stupid thing. And the thing that I disliked the most was worse than this was the last few years I was going to the game with my kids and relatives. they treated anyone who was not in the club section like trash, that they were disposable. And you saw it game in, game out. And I compare that to when I go to a Nationals game, the people working there are the polar opposite, friendly, helpful, respectful. At FedEx, it's the complete opposite.
Is that right? I've never noticed that. I've always been a club guy.
yeah, you're upper crusty.
Well, how many games have you been? Yeah. Yeah.
By not the way, many. Where are you going later today, EB? Where are you going to be later today, Mr. Upper Crusty?
I mean, Harvard?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Are you collecting your honorary degree?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Somebody said I could put it on my Bill. Resume. I went to Harvard.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to Harvard. Yeah. I mean, I'm leaving.
You don't have to be that specific about it.
Yeah,
you say you went to Harvard.
Hey, you won't pull a BDK and go to the bar that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were in.
No, I can't do
Good
that.
Will Hunting.
And do the how about them apples?
Exactly.
How about
them apples?
Hey, you should sit in on a class.
Yeah, right. Audit a class today.
They don't hold people in college, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They'll probably think you're some sort of
genius.
You'd
be the oldest.
All right, let's go.
Like, who's this eccentric guy in sweatpants in the back of Econ 401?
Oh, he must be a math whiz.
Sweatpants and the flip-flops and the slides.
Right. Socks on. All right, let's go to Mike in Waldorf. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, John?
What's up, Mike?
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
I think everybody missing a point. And Redskins fans, we got to wake up. Daniel Snyder doesn't care about us or our feelings. I was listening to the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
People were calling, pouring their hearts out. They hurt. They disrespected.
Yeah.
Daniel Snyder knows this. They care more about the national perception. On ESPN, all they're talking about is the celebration of Sean Taylor and the retirement of his jersey. The DMV, we're the ones that's hurt about the last-minute announcement and not the proper planning. Nationally, they could care less about that.
Yeah.
And that's what's more important than Daniel Snyder. Redskins fans, he does not care about us. The guy before me just called and said, it's been death by a thousand cuts. Daniel Snyder knows, as much as he disrespects us, slaps us in our face, we're not going anywhere. So he sacrificed our feelings for the national perception. I want to make an announcement.
Yeah.
I'm officially renouncing my fandom to the Washington football team.
Wow.
I'm done. I've had enough.
Can you give us your full name to make it official?
That's big.
Yeah, say your full name.
I'm done.
Say your full name and say
Michael,
that you're... Yeah.
Michael Anthony Dolby Jr. I'm done with the Washington football team. I'm no longer a fan.
Matt
and as
Jr.
long as all of the other fans continue to allow him to treat us this way, nothing will ever change.
Right.
Why would he change? Everyone is calling, crying, hurt, disrespected, and what are they going to do? They're going to make their way to the game on Sunday, knowing that he didn't take them into consideration. Fans sold tickets. No one will be able to come. No one will be able to celebrate this moment. Daniel Snyder knows when Sean Taylor went to the organization. He felt that way. He cried. He remembered that Buffalo Bills game, but he doesn't care. On ESPN, Sean Taylor's being celebrated. Jersey's been retired. They're not talking about the scandal.
Is that
no
true?
Emails.
It's an excellent point, if true.
That. He doesn't care.
Mike, it's an excellent call.
That's a great call, Mike.
It's an excellent point, if true.
Hey, Mike, the Ravens will welcome you.
Yeah, Matt, what are you going to do?
The Ravens Nation will welcome you in.
I respect. I've tried to quit the team. I bought purple stuff. I
mean, just play fantasy. Just get into fantasy.
What are you going to do at 1 o'clock?
Who be a fan of everybody.
Red zone.
I'm just a fan of the NFL now. I love football. I know football. I'm going to cheer for different teams, for different players, and I'm just going to enjoy the game as a whole. I'm not going to even have a team. The Redskins, the Washington football team, they've scorned me. I'm done. I've had enough.
Mike is out.
Look, how
many people are going to fall in that line?
He's not the only one.
I got a lot of respect for him.
Like we've been looking at the attendance chart.
Give me the damn attendance chart.
I mean, it looks like a downhill ski slope.
Mike's going to look like Rob Lowe, that picture where he's wearing the NFL shield hat.
Yeah,
that's gone viral.
Just roots for the NFL as a whole.
Roots for the NFL.
That's right.
Here are the last 4 years of attendance at FedEx Field and where they ranked in the NFL. So they did spike in 2016 when they were 8-7-1, and they were 20th in the NFL. Since then, 28th, 32nd, 30th, and back to 32nd.
Yeah.
That's what has happened to this franchise. By the way, we put it up as the Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Van Meter Homes. How would you describe what has happened here with the retirement of Sean Taylor's jersey. An innocent PR botch or an effort to distract? You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll come back with more of your calls at 800-636-1067 next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Love that song.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Football Friday.
We care a lot. Is that the name of it?
I don't know.
Football Friday.
You see the irony of playing
we care a lot.
Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. We have the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Right now, 80% say it's an effort to distract versus an innocent PR botch. People are upset. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Lines are locked and loaded.
All right, let's go to Brian in Woodbridge. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think what you guys touched on right before the break was I think it's because of the negative publicity regarding the attendance that came out this week. The Redskins used to count those tickets that were sold to brokers, but not necessarily sold again as attendance. So, you know, I would go to games back during the Cousins era, and they would list, like, the official attendance is, like, 80,000. And I'd be at the game, and I'm like, there's no way there's 80,000 people there. So
maybe that was the one year they spiked to 20th place, which was 2016, I believe. Yeah, but every other year, they're 28th, 30th, 32nd.
Yeah, I think more recently, it's become more of a reality. Like this year, there's actually probably about 50,000 in the stands. Back then you used to get on StubHub the night before the game and get club seats for like under $50. And now it's like you can't get upper level seats for maybe under $75 when all the fees are included. So that hurts too.
The other thing is that, and I was talking about it with somebody that. Who will remain nameless, but that there's no incentive beyond the play on the field. In other words, when you're this bad and your fan base has lost so much faith in you, which has happened over the last 10 years, over the last 20, really, if you go to a Nats game, they're doing bobblehead night, right? Or they're giving away some sort of T-shirts or, you know, or a towel. They're doing they have promotions for every game. This person who I was talking to who keeps track of this sort of thing says, you can't think of any promotions that they do over there.
Right.
They just try to gouge you with the tickets.
It's kind of like Odyssey's promotions department. It no longer exists.
Is that right? We don't even have one.
I don't believe we have one.
Yeah. So, I mean, why do they not have promotions for every game?
They should. They absolutely should.
In advance.
Well, you know they're only giving out 10,000 towels for this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't understand either.
That seems silly, too, because you can have a sponsor pay for it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. You throw a Chevy logo on it.
God forbid. I know Dan Snyder's losing a lot of money at the gate. Dan Snyder could actually pay for it. You know what? Dip into your pockets and pay for 70,000 towels when you're retiring Sean Taylor's number. It's okay.
He's not going to do that.
Sometimes you got to spend a little bit of money.
He's not going to send the private down to pick up the Taylor family.
Am I the only one that noticed how sort of disheveled Dan has looked lately?
No, I've seen it.
Have
too.
You noticed it?
He used to always be like photographed, suit, sunglasses.
He's an everyman, Cakes.
Always put together.
He doesn't need to have the suit on anymore.
Yeah, he has terrible gait. He just looks like me.
He
just looks
old,
like
though.
He rolled out of bed.
Hey, you should come in as Snyder for Halloween.
I just be myself.
Right, right.
Dye my hair. It's all in glasses. Glasses. All right, let's go to Sean in Rockville. Sean, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey. Yeah, hey, Junks. So, first off, I'm glad I got through after only 30 minutes because on Grand Danny yesterday I spent an hour and I couldn't. So, this topic's jamming the phone lines up.
Yeah.
But so I want to recognize, I understand people's anger. I want to recognize this was screwed up. But I'll tell you what, it's year 2021. It's Sean Taylor's number. It's 21. I think Alumni Weekend, there was something to it. My personal belief is they wanted to release this maybe last week at the game or early in the week. And with the other news breaking, they froze up and didn't do it, didn't give fans time. And then they've been jumping through hoops, and again, bad PR decision.
Yeah, but Sean, this should have been something that was announced 6 months ago. Like, it shouldn't be sprung on people even the week of, let alone 3 days before the event's about to happen.
Yeah, I think in hindsight that makes sense. But to Jason Wright's kind of defense, like I think they were looking to surprise fans a little bit and like kind of show they were
willing to buy that. I'm actually willing to buy that that they were. They had the family there, and it was going to even be a surprise to the family. Hey, by the way, not only are we honoring Sean, like look up, boom, drop the jersey type thing. You know what I mean?
So maybe it just looks bad.
But don't you want to accept that?
But you're saying
that.
It wasn't planned.
But don't
that
you want to do all that in front of as many fans as possible?
Yeah, I'm not saying it was well thought out, but I'm willing to buy that potentially. Cakes is not.
Yeah.
I'm very skeptical.
He's not buying it.
Got my tinfoil hat on over here.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Thank you, buddy.
Theories.
Hey, go to Marvin. Marvin's always interesting to me.
All right. I've been trying to avoid him.
I know.
What's up, buddy?
Got to get both sides, though.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
I'm going to say something. EB.
Yes, sir.
Love you, man.
Thank you.
But you're crazy. That scenario cannot be what happened. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Jason Wright has a huge resume of success.
Yeah.
The reason where he is right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So all those successes, he didn't do one conditional problem in his life. If I do this, this will be the reaction. He never did He never did that thought. So now here he is with the Washington football team, and now he makes like the most incredible blunder. I mean, so you know this is from the top. He's eating it like Goodell has to eat it for the league. And I'm telling you right now, he's probably not long for this job because I'm telling you, Daniel Snyder sacrificed. The caller a few callers ago, Mr. Roby, who said he's done. Yeah. I mean, it's like he's sacrificing us. He's going to sacrifice whoever he has to because he's very oblivious to what actually matters or even cares. So what happens is I've never been more hurt in all my life. When it comes to a football, I mean, I don't understand how I feel right now. It's just ridiculous. This is Sean Taylor. Look, just to preface this, I'm 51 years old, okay?
Mm.
I have a Dexter Manley jersey and a Sean Taylor jersey. Those are the only two ones I own,
right?
Okay? So in those years, the only person I thought worthy enough to get a jersey was Sean Taylor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what are you doing? We have someone we revere, someone we love, someone we really, really thought was going to basically transform this organization to something special because we thought his play on the field could do that.
That guy has the Oscar of a grapefruit.
All right.
Thank you, Marvin. Dexter.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Marvin.
I'm totally distracted.
I knew I had to take off the Boy George makeup.
I don't know why we're not playing those clips every single day. I would never, ever get tired of them. Now, there are some Dexter clips that we can't play.
You can't play.
Yeah, these are the PG-13.
I sat on the beltway for hours because I couldn't read.
Makes me laugh.
Such a kind-hearted person, man. Let's go.
I wonder
Ben.
If he still thinks Brady's overrated.
Tom Brady is garbage. Right.
Ben, what's
good
up,
morning,
buddy?
Folks. I have a slightly different perspective on this. I think it's a botch, too. And although Sean Taylor is an incredibly emotional fan favorite, mm-hmm. and it was a tragic situation, I honestly believe there are other players that should be retired, not just not used anymore, in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay. I think that in a lot of cases, hey, let's take an emotional thing, let's do this, let's do that, and let's try to do a distraction. And I'd like to make a comment about the club seat, about the seats. I've been to season. We've had season tickets in our family since 1937. Mm-hmm. I gave them up about 5 years ago. I had club seats, and maybe your experience going to the club is great, and you probably got good experience with it. However, as a customer of the team, they treat you like garbage.
Yeah, you're the second person to say that, like in the last half hour.
Just
yeah,
can you expand on it? 30 seconds. Expand on how they treat you like garbage.
I'll give you an example. About 5 years ago, when I gave my tickets up, I got a call from my ticket rep saying, you know, things have been bad, and we want to reward you as a loyal fan of many, many years and going to the club. And I think you'll be happy. You'll be very surprised with the contract package we're about to send you. I was surprised, all right. The seven-year plan was rewarding me with a 5% ticket increase and a 1.2% and a 10% increase in the escalation fee each year.
Wow.
That was my reward.
Yeah. So it was nothing.
They just treat you like garbage.
It was nothing.
I've been to a couple of games at Meadowlands. I'm wearing a Redskins jersey, and I come in there, and they treat you nice, and they kid around with you. Even the concessions people, like, you're one of them, and things like that. But they treat you nice. They actually have free food options that they give away on the club level every week. And about the stadium, one real quick thing. Remember, that was built with private money, and there's really no bad sight lines in that stadium for something that's so big. So, yeah, but is it a good fan experience of people who want the other things other than going to a football game? Mm-hmm. You're right. It's not that great. The parking lot's horrible. The places are too small. They don't even like tailgaters there. So, like I said, if you're a football fan and you're used to the RFK experience in which people went there for a football game, mm-hmm. not for a game-time experience, you're not going to get it at FedEx Field.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it,
buddy. Have a great day, guys.
All right, man. You too. All right. Let's go to Steve. Now, Steve apparently is a friend of the Taylors and is an author of a book, I guess, Going Full Speed, the Sean Taylor Stories.
Okay.
Steve Rosenberg.
Maybe you can give us some nuggets.
Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just really want to help everybody understand that I'm not calling to apologize for the Redskins. I just want to give you what I know as to be the real story. First of all, I did talk to Pete last night, and he was supposed to be at the street naming ceremony tomorrow, which, as you know, the Sean Taylor Boulevard or street or avenue or whatever leading up to the stadium. There was going to be a dedication ceremony tomorrow. Originally, they invited the family. I knew this 2 weeks ago. They even asked me to show up. The problem is that Pete and Simone Taylor, Sean's dad and his stepmother, were going to be at Gabe Taylor's football game mm-hmm. in San Antonio. You guys must know that Gabe plays for Rice University. He's a safety, just mm-hmm. like his brother. And he even has one pick this year. He's doing a good job. So since they told the team that they were not going to come on Saturday, they said, look, we're going to do this ceremony. They dropped it on them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do this ceremony because you're right. They weren't going to surprise them. But they were going to drop it on them and said, look, we have to have you come. So even if you come, but they couldn't get a flight out of San Antonio to Dallas to Baltimore. That has to happen Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, they're supposed to arrive at around 11 a.m. They have a car waiting for them. The team's picking up the tab for the whole thing. And so, like I said, I'm not making excuses for everybody.
But they were. Did they tell them, by the way, you have to be there because we're going to retire the jersey?
Eventually, yes, but not initially.
Because they did want to surprise him.
Correct.
All right.
So you guys are almost 100% correct in your speculation, except the part that you didn't know was that they were invited to come on Saturday for the street dedication. And also now they're petrified that Southwest Airlines is not going to have pilots and they're going to miss the darn flights or something's going to get screwed up.
Well, why doesn't the dumbass send his private jet down there and fix it all? He could fix everything.
That's true.
Then the Taylors don't have to worry about taking 14 connections.
Well, don't yell at me.
I know. That sounds like it. I apologize, Steve. I'm not yelling at you.
I know.
All right. So you.
I think the answer to your question is I'm going to speculate that Snyder's not allowed to be part of the team anymore, and they didn't want to get involved that way. So
we can have Tanya.
They did it this way.
Issue the plane.
You know what? You're right. They could have done that, but I don't know. Maybe he's in France or something, and he's got his plane with him. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you,
buddy. Very insightful. All right. So,
thank you, Steve.
All right. So
maybe that's one of those deals where they could never, because they knew they were all like me. You're always going to go to your kids' games, right? So they weren't going to miss Gabe's games, and they could never commit months in advance.
It's kind of what I said.
And so,
it's exactly what I said before, and you scoffed.
Well, we just didn't know.
Gabe's games?
No, that I said that they may not have been able to confirm travel plans, and that Washington was waiting for that.
I didn't know you were meeting for months ago. The plans were confirmed this week, my understanding.
All right, so based on what Steve says, it's he would probably disagree that it's a deflection based on all of the negative, you know.
And I tend to,
media
my
attention.
Instinct is they would know better, like Cake said. They would
so just
know
mishandled.
Better.
They would have to, yeah. How could you not?
Not a conspiracy, just mishandled. A botch.
Mishandled,
a typical Washington football team franchise
botch. High profile botch. I mean, it doesn't get
much sometimes you're just a little bit unlucky, like when all poop water is like dropped on you. You know what I mean? Like it just. Sometimes things it's just unlucky the way it worked out.
Coming up next, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay, so you want to stay tuned for that.
Hey, looking for something to celebrate this weekend? Look no further than my guys over at KO Distilling, just up the road in Manassas. KO's 6th anniversary celebration is rolling all month long. Head on over to the distillery, kick back, relax, enjoy a specialty cocktail or spirit flight in their beautiful tasting room, or explore their state-of-the-art production facility and barrel room. And while you're there, grab a bottle or two. In honor of KO Distilling's Big Six, they're featuring special release of their 5-year-old Bare Knuckle Bourbon. Now, while supplies last, this limited edition single barrel is available exclusively at the distillery in Manassas or online at kodistilling.com. If you're a bit of a homebody like me, you can order all of KO's award-winning handcrafted spirits online, have them delivered to your house, or find them at the distillery. Virginia ABC stores, D.C., Maryland, including Montgomery County and Delaware. Fall sweater weather is better at KO Distilling. Raise them up for the Big Six this and every weekend in October at the distillery in Manassas. For the latest on distillery events and KO news, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram. Check them out at kodistilling.com. Remember, always drink KO responsibly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Time now for the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Could this be the week, Cakes? What did you say? NFL season?
Week 10.
Week 10.
We have plenty of time left to hit this thing. Week 10.
Still some runway.
A lot of time left.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it going. Spin the wheel.
Should really have a theme song for this.
Yeah, probably should. Let's work on that.
How about Beck, I'm a Loser, Baby?
You know what? Let's workshop that after the show.
He plays The Weeknd.
Yeah, it is, yes, The Weeknd.
The catchiest song of the decade.
All right,
thus far.
Who wants to go first? Man. You know what, Cakes? He
what
always...
about Eric? Eric should go first.
Yeah. Why don't you come in and go... Cakes, why don't you go first?
I will go first. I'm just dumb enough to bet on the Detroit Lions. I'm going to take the Lions +3.5 at home. The Bengals come in. Joe Burrow probably won't even be able to bark out commands because he's on flaming rest. He's not supposed to talk.
Sign language.
So I just don't think the Bengals should be laying 3.5 points on the road. And the Lions, all they do is lose heartbreakers. So even if they lose a heartbreaker here, I'm catching the 3 with the extra hook. I love the Lions +3.5 at Ford Field. Love it.
You were going to take them on the money line, but I told you they'll probably lose on a 70-yard field goal.
They're kind of snake-bitten. They just lose. They lose games in soul-crushing fashion. But I like the +3.5 at home. I think they could potentially win it outright, but I'll take the points.
All right. Love the Lions.
I do love betting on Dan Campbell and company.
I hope no one takes my game. All right, Bickle.
Why are you going so early to me?
I don't know, because you are prepared, as always.
I'm going just over the total in the Chiefs-Washington football team game.
55.5.
All right, 54.5.
54.5?
Right. Yeah.
Lock it in with that one less point. I like it.
That is the most obvious pick on the board, so you know it's not going to hit.
Right.
Yeah, it'll probably be like a 9-7 game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm kind of surprised that total is 3 points higher than the Chargers-Ravens total. But I guess those teams play a semblance of defense.
I mean, these teams give up an average combined of like 64 points.
It's the 31st and 32nd ranked defenses in the league getting together.
And you got Pat Mahomes on the other side. I mean, how are you not going over that?
Yeah.
It's slightly lower than the Tennessee Ole Miss total, which is 82.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, spin it.
You like it or no?
The Chiefs over?
Yeah.
I see a score of 41-27, so yeah.
Oh, that's sailing over.
It's a huge over.
41-27?
Yeah. Oh, I think the Chiefs definitely put up in the minimum 35.
I think they're going to put up 40.
You can go to the Odyssey app.
Now, I don't know if Washington puts up 27. They could go 27 or they could go 17. Yeah. But I think they could put up 3 touchdowns.
I gave a detailed breakdown yesterday of the numbers for Heineke and Mahomes.
You did?
The Odyssey app.
That's right. All right.
Can't remember that,
JP,
but I did.
JP, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. What do you got?
I looked at the specials on FanDuel, and one bet intrigued me, and that is you can bet on the lowest scoring game. They give you several options. There's Houston, Indy, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Denver, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, Carolina. But the one which jumped out at me is the lowest scoring game on the board, and it's +850. I like the odds. It's kind of tasty.
Ooh.
Miami at Jacksonville.
Oh, that's huge.
Dog game.
Good one.
Playing it in London.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I get criticized sometimes. Oh, your pick can ruin the parlay before it even starts. This gives you room to watch all of the games because they will start off first at 9:30 a.m.
That's correct.
And if they remain below the later games, mm-hmm. You're still in it. So plus 850, lowest scoring game. Take Miami at Jacksonville.
Wow.
I kind of like it.
That's tough when you got the Colts and Texans playing, but it could happen.
Hey, Wentz is starting to play better, and Davis Mills coming off a 3-touchdown game.
It could happen. All right, so let's spin it again.
We'll post all the picks from the parlay at Junks Radio on Twitter.
Valdez, you ready?
He's always ready.
Right, I'm always ready.
You know what? Let's pause. Let's go to E-Hawk. Let's go to Aaron Hawksworth, our good friend.
All right. I like the Texans, too. Davis Mills, that should be a good underdog. And the fighting Dan Campbell's. They're biting kneecaps. They've got to get a win eventually. I think we're off to a good start this morning. I'm switching things up and going college football tonight. Might as well get our
lead off.
That year, ballsy.
I like it.
Because we're going to have hostility if you whiff here.
Can I just guess what your play is?
Yes.
Do you like Syracuse plus the number?
Yes!
Yeah, I know it. Everyone loves that number. All right.
How much are they getting?
Right.
Is it about 13 and a half? What's the number, current number?
Yeah, it's 13 and a half. Clemson's offense is 0-5 against the spread, while Syracuse is 4-1. Now, they've got a new starting quarterback, Garrett Schrader. In three starts, he's rushed for 368 yards and 6 touchdowns. You combine that with their running back, Sean Tucker. He's rushed for 791 yards and 9 touchdowns. So I think they're going to pound the football. They're going to wear down the defense. I don't think Syracuse will win outright. I mean, they could, but I think they're going to keep it close. I don't think Clemson is the team we all thought they could be. I like this spot for Syracuse. 13.5, it's minus 110.
Aaron, when and how can people listen to you?
You can listen to us. By the way, we had over 500,000 downloads in the month of September.
Wow.
The show is off to a great start. So you can check out the podcast. You can watch us on Twitch. The show is at BetQL Daily. I believe we're on 106.7 HD after your show, some people have told me. So, yeah, you can check us out there or on the Odyssey app as well.
Very cool. Right.
Appreciate
it.
Cool.
There you go, E-Hawk, Syracuse Plus.
Those sound like BitSeason download numbers over there.
Which I listened to.
Oh, do you get $100?
Kyle Waters, if you're listening, I listened.
Hold on. Does he get
was desperate for the information.
Do we have a quiz?
During the day.
Do we have a quiz?
We'll have to prepare that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, later. I listened to most of it. When they talk about Bickle, I don't really care. I just kind of fast forward.
When they talk about me,
I listen.
That's when you want to hear it. Yeah.
So he might.
Lurch was a big part of yesterday's show.
I know. It's just a Joan fest. It's an hour and 16 minutes of Joan.
Wow. Would you expect anything different?
I mean, why would I love that?
It tells you that.
And it was 100% Joaning on me.
The
100%.
Monetary incentive for Jason Hattie is texting all over the. Where's this podcast? I tried to find.
I mean, I wasn't just making that up.
I understand, but you were so frustrated.
All right, I'll go next. Valdez and Drabby a little bit more time. Five best covering teams in the NFL. Dallas is 5-0, ats. Arizona is 4-1, ats. Green Bay is 4-1, ats. The Chargers, 4-1, ats. And the team I gave you last week on the money line, the Buffalo Bills, 4-1, ats. They're also third in the league against the run. What does Tennessee like to do? Run the ball. I'm gonna stick with Buffalo. They're laying 5.5 against Tennessee. Now it is on the road, but I still like them. I'm not a big believer in Tennessee. The last three games they've played are the Jets, the Jags, and the Colts. All right, now they're playing the real deal, Holyfield, the Buffalo Bills. I like the Buffalo Bills to go in there and win the game by at least 7, maybe more. So I'll take the Buffalo Bills, lay the 5.5.
There you go. Let's go to our next parlay participant.
Who wants to go, producers?
I'll go.
Okay.
Drab is ready. And I am a believer in Geno.
Uh-oh.
Seahawks at Steelers. This number seems so low to me. I'm not talking about
the
spread.
What is the number?
I'm talking about the away team total points. Seahawks only have to score over 18.5 points.
Team total.
Geno almost did that in a, 9 minutes last week.
Yeah, but he was hot.
He was hot. They're going to throw the ball. They got plenty of talent. The Steelers, I'm not that impressed with. Mm-hmm. 18 points, they'll have that by halftime.
Oh, famous last word.
All right.
Wait till TJ Watt strips out.
How long is he officially out for? Did they say?
At least 4 weeks.
I mean, it looks a lot more than that. That big old club he had on his hand.
I don't know. I get sized. You see, he was wearing full pads and helmets and practicing yesterday.
No, I didn't see that.
He was just like running drills and sprints
just like
and all
to
kind of
stay
stuff.
Fit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
My question is Lockett going to get some targets?
I need to know.
All
that
comes too. Back to no, fantasy.
That's important.
Geno loves tight ends.
Oh, he does.
Something Russ hasn't figured out in 10 years.
Is
that a drab?
Yeah.
Stupid.
All right, Valdez. All right,
just leaves up to Valdez.
All right. I actually think this week there are going to be a lot of upsets in terms of spreads. Because you have Arizona at the Browns. They're like a plus 150, plus 160 dog. All right. You have the Chargers that could upset the Ravens on the road. You have the Raiders playing kind of a crappy Broncos team that's been fake all season. So I'm going to take the Raiders at the Broncos on the money line. I think it's plus 164. Yeah. I think the team comes together with all the John Gruden news. I'm not a believer in Vic Fangio and the Broncos. I think they're fool's gold. We've seen that the last 2 weeks. So I think the Raiders keep their playoff hopes alive, go on the road, win one as a team for their new coach in Denver, and I hate Vic Fangio.
All right, so there you have it. We'll post all of the picks at Junks Radio for the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.